Chatter 5. Looking for Undeserved Truth. Footprints often ponder the perfume of blossoming flowers. Virtually all problems that stem from ill-advised remarks can be traced back to the origins of eminent bewilderment. Sporadic temperance that is never complicit can also be a determinative factor for untold views of improper conciliatory gestures. The enduring benefits of those who enable others to achieve the abilities to perform on a level of maximum efficiency are sometimes misplaced in the realm of ineptitude. The devastating consequences of actions that are identical to corresponding egotistical arrogance are sometimes reflected on the faces of those who care not for the moment in which others reside. A person who tries to outweigh the benefits of substantiating the confirmations of depleted congruencies may cause the systematic display of forthright plausibility. Never failing to relinquish the reins of normal provocative deliberations will sometimes end in the normal irrelativeness of non-structured constructs. Knowing the benefits of constructing bridges to the outer zones of restlessness will never let the normalcy of the moment rest in the newness of forgotten fallacies. Does the knowledge of the forthright ever maintain a purpose for anyone who is on the side of least availability? Interactions used with the applications of selective acquisitions will sometimes confuse popular notions with that of those who are resentful. Do those who believe in the cryptic, persistent criticisms of the new voice of competent forbearance ever relinquish the power to justify delineations? Exhausting every conservable hindrance of possible ventures will undoubtedly attract the attention of a pessimist who resists even the most pleasant observances. Premature pandering of those who succeed without trying may relinquish a situational compromise aimed toward relatives who may refuse a gift of negligent notoriety. Mobility in the modern age of poetic formulation sometimes causes distress among others who refuse to accept improbable greed. Assumptive conclusions of objectionable simplicity will negate even the most probable enhancements. To discover the goodness of all things essential is a gift that enables even those displaying the most morbid of personalities the strength to concentrate on incalculable restraints.
Intentionally overlooked mistakes often confuse those who diligently seek after nothing that really matters. Living in the past, without determining a position on the reason for the need to identify interim corrections, will result in the monumental miscalculation of congruent conjectures.
Meditative awareness of negligible compromises tends to establish a pattern of misfortune and ridicule. Enduring thoughtfulness will sometimes rest in the hope that simple values never restrain the lavish nature of ongoing restrictions. Magnanimous gestures concealed in the fabrication of proportional predominance may influence others to restrict their use of random probabilities. Inattentiveness to rash deliberations during times of unresolved sympathetic relaxation often quiets even the most virtuous procrastinators. Accolades are often wasted on intangibles that are not known for their relevance to assume anything of consuming interest. Prominent vested interest in ideas believed to be accurate can themselves fail to function with any sense of reliability if placed in positions of compromising importance. Incompatible corruptions are only vindicated when restitution is accepted for reasons not profitable for retribution. Malicious badgering brought about by the pampering of immature feelings of superiority will never be accepted by simplistic egos of mutual acquaintances. Pathetic pretense is sometimes followed by numerous onslaughts of vintage circumstantial maliciousness. A person who mingles in the affairs of others while perpetuating unrest within crowd conversations tends to be forgotten when modest individuals are neglected. Misrepresentation affects those who are indecisive concerning the commonality of ineffectiveness, as well as those who find the need to repudiate that which is obvious to anyone who is rejected. Peculiar people sometimes try to abandon their position of innocuous conceit, only to find themselves faltering as they fail even to persuade others to avert pandemonium. Polarization and isolation will never restore a new awareness to a generation who cares not for the ominous dispositions of those who pursue pretentious ambiguousness. Sanctimonious fluctuations embedded in the disputes of folly always bring to light the need for referential immovability. Problematic presumptions, whose intent is secluded from the obvious inclination of nostalgic temperance, must never be allowed to flourish in the realm of ravenous discontent. Nothing is ever the same until anyone tries to change the reasons for not associating with ideas which are unattainable. Substantial power to predetermine important procedures only serves to relinquish authority in the face of incredible latent liabilities. A tendency for an individual to thrive in a hopeless situation can remind others of the continuum that encompasses all innate reality. Endeavoring to complicate matters can entice others to disregard the chances of probabilities unaccounted for. Suggestions made, no matter how they are revealed, may complicate the implications that are covered by deterioration. Sincerity spoken in spitefulness never needs to hinder the reduction of tedious influences. Not being an encouragement to some people should never be a substitute for neglecting the value of striving to gain ideological simplicity. Single-minded purposes that prey on those infected with ridiculing deceit can never break free from the pitfalls of polluted principles and self-righteous malcontent. Untapped power demonstrated in the secret chamber of inhibited flexibility sometimes hinders the fortitude of the powerless to prevail in the midst of consequential destruction. Unappreciated simplicity can be dispersed by stupidity concealed in the refuge of unauthorized afflictions. Balancing the challenges of irresponsibility will cause much consternation if not subdued with reinstated disdain for incongruence. Legitimate responsibilities derived while speaking with a sarcastic voice inflection may cause humorous and undesired results.